91X News.
It's 4 degrees and sunny at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Evan McClelland. Authorities in Florida say they are responding to a shooting at Broward County High School. Carlos Suarez is at the scene.
My understanding is about 2,900 students go to this high school. A majority, obviously, it seems like, are being dispersed from around campus. I mean, this is a rather large campus because we were trying to get to the north side of the high school where we believe some of the injured or some people that may have been injured in this were being treated.
It's not immediately clear how many people have been injured. Former Ontario Progressive Conservative leader Patrick Brown is challenging two women who accused him of sexual misconduct to go to the police and try to have authorities press charges. In a statement posted on Facebook, Brown says he wanted the unnamed women who made the allegations in a CTV news report in January to contact Barrie, Ontario Police, so the accusations can be dealt with in a proper and fair forum. His comments came after one of the women told CTV News she was not under the legal drinking age or in high school during one of the alleged incidents, as originally reported. The woman says the altered timeline doesn't change the core of her allegations and notes that she has been subjected to demeaning and misogynistic comments online since the CTV's first report. CTV says it stands by its reporting. The allegations have not been independently verified by the Canadian press. The family of Colton Bushy spoke today saying that they have felt both welcomed and heard in their effort to press the federal government for change. Bushy's cousin says the family felt excluded and ignored by the justice system following the fatal shooting in 2016 in Saskatchewan. But this week's meeting in Ottawa have made them feel they are finally being heard. She is hoping Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's announcement on Indigenous rights will lead to action.
But actions such as Minister of Justice, you know, making the announcement that we will be looking at the way jury selection is made, those are the actions that are needed following the words. And so this announcement is good that it's coming, but there needs to be action following it.
Trudeau is expected to describe his plan to create a new legislative framework for Indigenous rights. Deputy Chief Rick Caddick is Brighton's new fire chief. Caddick says in an interview with QNET News that he will build upon his prior experiences as deputy.
I've been the deputy chief now for over 3 years, so we're certainly going to carry on and just enhance some of the programs that we're already currently running.
Caddick, who served as fire chief in Stirling, Rowden, for 4 years, says he's looking forward to the new challenge.
In fire service, as in many services, things are always changing and becoming more modernized and different learning techniques and what have you, and that's something that I quite enjoy, and we have an excellent team here, and I'm looking forward to moving forward with this team.
Current Fire Chief Lloyd Hutchison is set to retire in February 28th. The YMCA of Peterborough, Kingston, Brockville, and the Quinte region have finished the first phase of talking about operating more efficiently. Cody Starr has the story.
Mary Klusterman, the CEO of the Kingston YMCA, says phase one was just the beginning, looking at whether or not issues would stand in the way. The next phase gets more serious.
So the second phase will be a deeper dive where we will involve lawyers and accountants and have quite an in-depth look at our operations and make sure there isn't anything, again, that might preclude us working together. We don't anticipate there being anything, but it's always good to do your best due diligence.
The Y merger is of people, not places. Klusterman says right now most people that work for the Y perform more than one role, which can lead to problems in efficiency. But, she says, with a merger, things will change.
When we're larger, then you can have one person doing one job, and you get well-qualified, well-credentialed people sitting doing those tasks. And that is a much more effective way of operating.
This is a national initiative, Klusterman says. In order for the YMCAs to thrive, they need to work together. Cody Starr, QNET News, Belleville.
Meanwhile, back in the U.S., American authorities say they suspect a Toronto fire captain who went missing in New York was found in California may have suffered a head injury at some point during his journey across the country. Sacramento County Sheriff's Department says Denny Filipidis was showing signs of serious memory loss when he called police from the airport yesterday, identifying himself as someone missing from New York. Based on the memory gap, Hampton says police felt he needed medical attention.
Our officers felt that he had potentially some medical health issues, maybe did sustain some head trauma or did have a medical emergency, and they were adamant that he be transported to an area hospital.
The Sheriff's Department says Filipidis told police he remembered traveling to Sacramento in a big rig, but not what prompted his departure. President Donald Trump is sending a message to the Senate on immigration, pass a bill based on his priorities. He's thanking GOP Senator, GOP Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa for introducing legislation similar to the immigration framework pushed by the White House. The measure would offer a chance for citizenship for up to 1.8 million people who arrived in the U.S. as children and stayed illegally. It would provide $25 billion for border security, restrict family-based immigration, and end a visa lottery. Trump says the legislation without these priorities won't, in his words, deliver safety, security, and prosperity to the American people. Trump also says he wants lawmakers to oppose any short-term Band-Aid approach. Senate debate on immigration began Tuesday, but leaders are at odds over how to move forward. And that's the news on QNET News on 91X to 406. Sports is next.
What am I going to do? Valentine's Day is today, and I still don't have a gift.
Here's an idea. Live, Love, and Laugh has the solution to your problem.
Who are you?
I'm your conscience, making sure you get this right. Live, Love, and Laugh has it all. From long-stem roses to fresh-cut tulips and gorgeous hand-tied bouquets.
My problems are solved.
Of course. Stop by Live, Love, and Laugh in the Reeds Dairy Village or call 969-1725. You can even order online at liveloveandlaugh.com.
Good idea.
Well, we do have quite a few.
QNET Sports. The Loyalist Lancers men's volleyball team will be up against the Centennial Colts tonight at 8. In the NHL, Toronto has a home game against Columbus. The Canadiens are taking on the Avalanche. And the Florida Panthers are playing against the Vancouver Canucks. Meanwhile, in the NBA, the Toronto Raptors will be in Chicago to face the Bulls. The sixth day of the 2018 Winter Olympics is over. Canada is sitting fourth overall with 10 medals. Germany is leading and has 7 gold medals. The Belleville Senators are struggling to find consistency as they continue to ice a depleted lineup, game in and game out this season. Dan Taylor has the story.
On Monday, Belleville forward Max McCormick was recalled by Ottawa, one of 11 BSens players to make an appearance in an Ottawa Senators jersey this season. While roster fluctuation is typical of the American Hockey League, the BSens have arguably been hit by it the hardest. To put in perspective how unusual this is for an AHL team, the Toronto Marlies have had 8 players spend time with the Toronto Maple Leafs of the NHL this season. Those players have played a combined 50 games for the Leafs, while Ottawa's 11 call-ups have combined for 126 games played. Head coach Kurt Kleinendorf says absorbing Ottawa's injuries on top of their own has not only made it difficult to find consistent success, but has been disappointing for the fans.
Ottawa's had quite a few injuries this year, and they haven't been short-term injuries. You know, Chris Weidman has been out for most of the year. So right off the hop, I mean, that was Thomas Chabot for us. You know, like if you think about it, like that injury right there cost us a really good young player that we never expected to have the whole time, but we thought we'd have him for part of the time. But off he goes. And, you know, he's a guy that can not only make a difference for us, but I think it would have been fun for our fans to have had a chance to watch him and connect with him, and I thought it would have been healthy.
Kleinendorf says his team has played with as many as 9 players short this year because of Belleville and Ottawa's injuries. He says he has never experienced anything like this since he began coaching in the AHL back in 2006.
This is an extreme. It really is. It's just been an extreme. And now we've got the flu season upon us. We lose one guy pretty much every night because of that. So that'll go away, but yeah. Hey, it is what it is. You know, we've never used it as an excuse. I've not used it as a crutch. We're not crying about it.
While losing players to injury has been a burden for the BSens this year, Captain Mike Blunden also sees a positive side to having his teammates get a chance to play up with Ottawa.
It's great for the young kids to get the experience and see what it's all about and what they're actually working towards their goal and their dream. And especially when they get there and they play and they get to play minutes and they get that confidence, you can definitely see when they come back here how much more confident they are in their game.
The BSN's next game is tonight when they visit Laval to take on the Rocket at 7 p.m. Dan Taylor, QNET News, Belleville.
And that's the sports. Send us your team or league scores via email to qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now the weather, the forecast for Belleville. Tonight, a few clouds in the low of zero. Tomorrow, periods of light rain ending in the morning and then a mix of sun and cloud, high of six. At 4:10 is 4 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Evan McClelland. News on 91X next at 5.